Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Mrs. Robinson, you're trying to seduce me.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. Alan T here with you for the next hour. And this week we're featuring a film called SLC Punk. SLC means Salt Lake City. Now this came out in 1998. It's an American comedy drama. And the film centers around Steve-O Levy, a college graduate, and Punk living in Salt Lake City during the mid-1980s. Well, it was actually chosen for the opening film in the 1999 Sundance Film Festival. But let's have a listen to the trailer and then we'll get into some really, really interesting music.
I love living in a city!
Meet Steve-O and Bob. They were the only two punks living in Salt Lake City.
Ooh, we come from the east.
What the hell are you?
We're from England.
England.
That's probably why we seem so weird to you, man.
Their only way to understand the world was to be totally misunderstood.
Ooh! Come on!
And when you're living in the most conservative city in America, do you A, conform?
This rebellion thing you're going through, I understand it, not completely, but I respect it.
B, learn to cope.
I am the future. I am the future of this great nation.
Steven, I didn't sell out, son. I bought in.
Or C...
Is he gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine, I'm sure. Thank you, though.
None of the above.
I am Aladdin, and this is my lamp. I wished for you, and here you are.
Bob was in love.
You're like a poet, dude.
I just started thinking, you know, Salt Lake ain't that bad.
I know, I know it sucks and all, but, you know, this is like home, you know?
Matthew Lillard, star of Scream and She's All That. And Michael Gorgon in a film about living life.
If I knew what was ahead of me, I may have stayed in bed. Life is like that.
Never have so many of Satan's followers been amassed on the earth as there are now.
What?
And getting out alive.
666. The mark will be on all of them.
Oh, my God!
With attitude.
Go, go, go!
I told you those boys were trouble.
What's your major gonna be?
I wanna save the rainforest. Somebody's gotta fight for them.
Salt Lake City Punk.
Yep, that's the title. Well, a band called 8 Bucks Experiment, the band portrayed fictional English band ECP, were featured on a European release of the soundtrack. The 3 songs they recorded live for the punk concert scene were sent back to the band after filming. They self-released the songs on the One of Those Days EP through their Blue Moon Recording label website. And there's some interesting tracks in this film, which we're going to be featuring, and we're going to start off with this one, which you will recognize immediately, but this is by a different band than you're probably familiar with.
Talk free.
Doris watches you and me. Can I take you to a restaurant that's gone?
Oh, yes. Mirror in the Bathroom. That's a Fi-Fi version of that well-known track. Now, the film outlines the daily life of a punk named Steve-O in Salt Lake City, Utah, in the fall of 1985. Steve-O's best friend, Heroin Bob, is also a punk. The nickname Heroin is ironic, as Bob is afraid of needles and actually believes that any drug, with a notable exception of alcohol and cigarettes, is inherently dangerous.
Jenny said when she was just 5 years old, there was nothing happening at all. Every time she puts on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. Then one fine morning she puts on a New York station. You know she don't believe what she heard at all. She started shaking to that fine, fine music. You know her life was saved by rock and roll. Despite all the amputations, you know you could just go out and dance to the rock and roll station. It was all right. Ginny said when she's just about 5 years old, you know my parents are gonna be the death of us all. She hears it all. Ooh, she started dancing to that fine, fine music. You know, life is saved by rock and roll. Yeah, rock and roll. Despite all the computations, you could just dance to that rock and roll station. And baby, it was all right. Yeah, it was all right. Hey, you should come now. Yeah.
Rock and roll from the Velvet Underground. Well, Steve-O and Bob go from party to party while living in a dilapidated apartment. They spend much of their time fighting with members of other subcultures, particularly rednecks. Oh, yeah. Steve-O has a casual relationship with a girl named Sandy, while Bob is in love with Trish, the owner of a head shop.
Sex on fire.
Sex and Violence from a really weird band called Expleted.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
You're listening to music from the movie SLC Punk, Salt Lake City Punk. Well, the two of them are shaped by their experiences with their parents. Steve-O's parents, now divorced, are former hippies who are proud of their youthful endeavours. However, Stevie is revolted by what he perceives as their selling out by becoming affluent professionals, which they try to justify. Well, Steve-O's grades are excellent, and when his father sends an application to the Harvard Law School and Steve-O is accepted, he nevertheless rejects it because of his beliefs. The music continues now. This is Vandals.
I want to be a cowboy. I'm going to be a cowboy. I'm born to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy. A cowboy!
Out tonight to maximum rockabilly. When two punks choose to risk the subway for a tube to Piccadilly, whose efforts stir fast gangs for glory, another dumb casualty.
having fun. It's hour six, a hit a flick, my flicks. Oh, kiss me. Deadly. Tonight. Battle was won and lost down the bishop's end last night. The spotlights picked the kids in triumph with a thousand scars in his white. See how they learn. We'll scream from the terraces in black and white.
Generation X and Kiss Me Gently is the name of the band. Well, by contrast, Bob's father is a mentally ill alcoholic who mistakes his son and his friend for Central Intelligence Agency operatives and chases them away with a shotgun when they visit him on his birthday. Aww. Be My Guest from Adam and the Ants.
Choice and I hustle, brave, yeah, beat me. piece of trash and all a cricket bat. Beat me, beat me. A good beating's anywhere inside. Yeah, beat me, beat me. Oh, yo, 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 oh, yo. Oh, well, now I'm blind to blue. Baby, I love you. Feel so, just I'm fly, get down here, my sleep. Make me a bleed.
Yes, indeed. That was Adam and the Ants from the movie SLC Punk. Now, Steve-O begins to see the drawbacks of living the punk life, where Sean, a fellow punk, was a drug dealer and once attempted to stab his mother while under the influence of an entire 100-dose sheet of acid. In the present, Steve-O finds him panhandling on the streets with some obvious mental issues. Are you ready for this? The One from the movie SLC Punk.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Yeah, that's what you're listening to. Well, while Steve-O understands that his relationship with Sandy is casual, he is still enraged when he discovers her having sex with another man and savagely beats him. Later, loathing himself because his action contradicts his own belief in anarchism. His social circle also begins to drift away as his dealer Mark and his friend Mike both leave Salt Lake City, Mark to return to Miami and Mike to attend the University of Notre Dame.
If sex in progress is ours once more, now that we have the neutron bomb, it's nice and quick and clean and get things done.
From the Dead Kennedys. Well, soon after, Steve-O attends a party and falls in love with a rich girl named Brandy, who points out that his clothing and hair are fashion as opposed to true rebellion. Rather than being offended, Steve-O takes the criticism thoughtfully and they passionately kiss. From the 8 Bucks Experiment we talked about at the beginning of the show. Well, at the same time, Bob complains of a headache induced by Spandau Ballet's She Loves Like Diamonds playing on a stereo, and is given Percodan, which he consumes with alcohol after being told the pills are simply vitamins that will help his headache. With the accidental drug overdose kills him in his sleep. Nasty, eh? Well, that's what happens when you take drugs you don't know what they are. Look back and laugh from the mirror.
I want to tell you a little story, and it makes me warm inside. It's about some friends growing up and all the things they tried. A mask on the back devotion, there was a something more. I think it was too much dreaming, too much to hope for. One day something funny. And the friendship she stood me. So one day
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. This is The Director's Cut, and we're featuring a movie called SLC Punk. Well, when Steve-O discovers Bob's body, he breaks down completely. Well, at the funeral, he appears with a shaved head and changed clothing, having decided he is done with being a punk. His plan is to go to Harvard, and earlier narration suggests that he eventually marries Brandy. Well, he notes in his closing narration that his youthful self would probably kick his future self's ass, Riley describing himself as having been ultimately just another poser. This is Roxy Music.
Semi-precious in your detached world. love. I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl. Oh, mother of pearl, I wouldn't trade you for another girl.
Mother of Pearl.
Oh, mother of Pearl.
That's it.
I wouldn't trade you for another girl.
Rocky music. Well, that's about it. Just to let you know that the various receipts of the film, or shall I say reviews of the film, were quite favourable. New York Times called the film likeable for its outlandishness, less so when it shows a self-important streak. Dennis Harvey of Variety called it energetic but poorly structured, writing that the film doesn't quite grasp how its slick, flashy package undermines an actual punk cred. Oh, well, there you go. That's the way it is. We're going to go out with Blondie and Rush. Thanks so much indeed for your company today. And also, I'd like to say a big thank you to Mally and for Eamon, who helped me put the show together. As always, see you next time. Enjoy.
With the maples. You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.